Welcome back to our next lesson in our Old Testament Bible history series. This is lesson 63, the genealogies of Israel. It will be a shorter lesson because of the content, but no less important than other lessons. While the books of 1 and 2 Kings are next in the Bible after Samuel, we are going to review a few chapters from 1 Chronicles that help us learn a little more about the life of King David. When that is complete, we'll continue to learn about the kings that followed David from the books of the Kings. A question for you before we begin. How much of your family tree do you know? One of my family has done some research on my family, and we think we know most of the names, dates of birth, death, marriages, children of our family for the last 400 years. That feels like a long time, but really, it's not that long at all when you consider all of created history. I'll tell you a short story about my grandmother later in this lesson, because this lesson is a good reminder that God is not only the God of the nation, but also the God of families. Here in the first 9 chapters of 1 Chronicles, we have a family tree of Israel dating all the way back to Adam. When you read these chapters, some of the names should be familiar. Adam, Enoch, Methuselah, Noah, Shem, Abraham, and finally Jacob, or Israel. The next several chapters covers all of the 12 tribes. The tribe of Naphtali is covered in one verse, but the royal tribe of Judah is given most attention. Since our focus is on David, we learn that chapter 3 records the names of 9 sons and 1 daughter. You may wonder about the purpose of this history. What is the purpose of Ezra in writing the Chronicles, after we have already learned about the history of David? Well, Ezra is led by the Holy Spirit, and he is not retelling a story that has already been told. He is focusing on the lasting importance of the kingship and the priesthood. Human kings are only a symbol of God's authority over his people. Human priests are only a symbol of the people's worship of God. And this large family tree will one day be continued, and the name of the Lord Jesus will be included. When you review this list of names, there are many names included that we have reviewed so far. If they were in my family tree or your family tree, we would not be so proud of them. There are stories of sin, selfishness, forsaking God, and idol worship. But if we step back and think of the whole history for God's covenant people in the land of Canaan, it is the same. These people have sinned and forsaken God many times over and over. But this history reminds us that God has not forsaken his people. God's covenant mercies are extended over and over. God's promise to remember his covenant shows that the Messiah would one day come from this same family. And so far, I have mentioned that there are perhaps people in our family histories that we might not be so proud of. We might not be so quick to mention them to other people. But there is no need to only focus on the negative side of things. Perhaps there are people in your family tree that are God-fearing. Their example is very good for us. For example, my grandmother died before I was born, and as a child, her parents never brought her to church, never read the Bible, never attended church. By God's grace, she began attending church, and the Lord saved her by his free grace. Her example in my family history was a great encouragement to me to seek the Lord in my youth. Why do I mention this? because God is the God of his church, the God of his people, Israel, but also the God of individual, specific people. God is real. He's personal. He's not distant and far off in some other continent. He's the God of my grandmother, whom I learned so much from in the personal letters that she left behind. Perhaps he's the God of your grandmother or your grandfather who attended a Christian church for the first time. More importantly, is he your God? He knows your needs, every single one of them. Seek to know him. Seek to find him. God says in his word, "Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened." This ends our short lesson on the genealogies of Israel. In our next lesson, we will review some events from the life of David again before we consider the reign of Solomon.